This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Blinded by the light. Touch.
Should be a sold-out show, Mile High Stadium. That's going to be huge.
Is it Mile High?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mile High Stadium, 70,000 people.
Man, that's going to be a good show.
You think it'll sell out?
I do.
That's weekend? A lot of people, man.
That is a lot of people.
I mean, when you announce something like that, I mean, you're really kind of cocky, aren't you? I mean, you're an artist.
Yeah, I can sell this out.
All right, I understand the Eagles and the Rolling Stones and things of that nature, but... you're one dude. You call yourself The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to walk in. Not only that, you've got an act that's pretty big called Doja Cat that was going to be a part of the show. They've pulled out, and you're still going to sell it out.
You're like, yeah, I don't need her. I got this. Well, you know, because it makes me think of when Kiss decided to do a residency in Las Vegas, and they had to cancel it because of poor ticket sales.
That's so sad.
It is so sad.
And you got The Weeknd doing Mile High Stadium.
I know, right?
That's crazy. All right, yeah. Tickets coming up at 7:30 this morning. A couple of things before we get to the baby bet. Ellen DeGeneres will do her last show today.
I saw it yesterday.
Was it sad?
She cries every day. It's just heartbreaking.
I just saw a clip for what's going to air today.
Today.
And yeah, she's very emotional.
Yeah.
You've got Pink in the front row. You got her.
Well, Pink does the theme song.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, she's done it for years. She did the first one forever, and I forgot how that goes, but now this one goes like that.
Yeah, you've got Portia there. It's Portia, right?
Yeah.
Is that her partner?
Yeah.
Then you got
her wife.
Jennifer Aniston, I think it's
first guest.
Billie Eilish.
And last guest.
Yeah. All these people are in the studio today as she does her very last show. How long has she been on the air? Like 20 years or something?
Oh,
I don't even remember.
17? I don't know. But, you know, I was thinking about her yesterday because I was watching it, and I just really feel bad for her. I mean, I don't know, like, where all this meanness, like, she's mean and vile and all this stuff. I don't know where it all came from, but, I mean, I hate that.
Yeah,
and I don't think they ever proved it, did they? They did an internal investigation or something, and they said one producer was mean.
Yeah, I don't really know if there was any proof or... I don't think it ever went to any kind of a settlement or anything like that. But you're right, because if it had not been for those work environment harassments and all the things that she was accused of, the show would continue on.
Yeah.
I mean, this show literally is ending because of those allegations.
True. And she's just... Anyway, it's been 19 seasons. I do know, because we talk about it here on the air, that I keep getting ads for her skincare line.
You do?
Yeah, she has a new skincare line.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I'm like, Ellen apparently has a skincare line.
Oh.
I didn't see that happening.
Yeah, she's worth so much money, though.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? I have no idea what the estimate is, but it's got to be a couple of hundred million, right?
Oh, over.
Doesn't she have a production company? Doesn't she do dog food or something?
Yeah, and she has a clothing line. And now skincare line. 330.
Oh
yeah, and
God.
Then you add Portia to that. Yeah.
She's loaded.
They got a good life.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right. Sad news. Abs lose last night. They had it in the bag. In the bag. You're up 3-0 in a hockey game. Jeez, you got to hang on, right?
Listen, what happened?
It was just a...
What happened?
I mean, a couple bad bounces, and what you know, they score with 56 seconds left to tie it, and I'm still blaming John Elway. John, if you're listening, don't ever show up to Ball Arena ever again.
Wow.
I'll throw you out myself.
Well, because it was shocking that he was there. And so Carson's theory is that he jinxed it.
Yeah, he ruined the mojo.
Yeah.
Well, now you go on to what, game six?
Yeah, in St. Louis Friday
tomorrow.
Night.
All right.
So where are we at? Like,
it's 3-2. So we still just need one more win. That's it.
Okay, so we need one.
Yeah.
But if they do it, then we're tied.
And then we're coming back here for game 7.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
so we got ourselves into a bind here.
It's not going to get to that point. We're just going to end it tomorrow.
And I agree with Schmidl. I'd be so mad if I got a hat trick and then I lost.
Oh, and it was, I mean, the place was, he got Nathan MacKinnon, took it down by himself. Amazing goal. 2:45 left in the third to put us up by one. The place is going crazy. Like an avalanche of hats are on the ice. And then they score.
So if you don't know, it's when you get three goals. It's a hat trick. And then everybody throws their $40 hat on the ice, which I do not get.
You know, I got a question about that, okay? Because I'm a hat collector.
I know.
Okay? I've got bins and bins of hats at my house, okay?
Yeah.
And I wear something different almost every day here in the studio. If I'm going to a hockey game, and I'm thinking that possibly somebody in the game will get a hat trick. Do I pick out one of my crappiest hats to wear to the game?
You bring a backup hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bring one that your baby grew out of.
Okay. I'm just wondering because I'm with you.
$40 hats.
Today I've got a Colorado Rockies hat on. This thing was, 40 bucks. I'm not throwing this out on the ice.
Exactly.
Screw them.
No, if it's a hat trick in the playoffs, your best player, you got to do it.
No, it's $40.
No, you got to.
Let me ask you this. Then what do they do with them?
They scrape them up the ice and burn them.
No, they donate them.
Yeah, they donate them for the homeless and stuff like that.
Well, what if I want my hat back?
I just assume they pile them up and throw them in a box somewhere.
No, they should have a lost and found area and so I can go back and get my hat.
After the game?
Yeah.
Come get your hat back.
All right, let's get to the baby bet real quick here. Jamie and I made a bet in the elevator yesterday. Because
now, Schmidl, don't take the... Listen. This is. I'm not pulling an Ellen and being mean or toxic. Okay.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm on your side.
I feel like if you have to warn me about it,
I am not a toxic human. I'm just a reality. I live in the world of reality. Okay.
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 As we were leaving work yesterday, Jamie and I are headed to the elevator. We hit the button. Ding! We hear this big shout down the hallway. It's like, hey, guys, don't forget, on Friday, Bree's going to bring in little Debbie. It's Carson. And we're like, oh, she's coming in on Friday.
And
so,
I said, oh, my God, I'm so excited because I haven't held a baby in a while. And because, I'm going to hold the baby. I'm sorry, but I am.
Yeah.
Doors open. Jamie and I get in the elevator. Now we're alone. We're not in a hallway where somebody can hear us, right?
Yeah. And so the door, I said, I'm so excited. And then I go, well, I hope Bree's not weird about it, because some people don't like other people hold their baby. And then I said, oh, no. I said, what if Schmidl asked to hold the baby?
Oh, no, I'm good.
I'm like, what if Schmidl asked and then Bree has to say no, right?
No. Hang on a second, Schmidl. You don't have a choice here.
Yeah, you don't.
You're going to ask. You're going to ask, and we have a bet between Jamie and I. If she will allow you
she
to
won't.
Hold the baby.
She won't. Absolutely not.
We have $50 on the line. You've got a request, okay? That's part of the bet.
Uh-huh.
You can't say, no, I don't want to touch the baby. No, you're going to. You're going to ask. Now,
otherwise, the
happen?
Bet is ruined.
I've never held ruined. A baby.
Well, don't tell her that either.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, don't lead with that. I would say that.
It wasn't about that. It was about you being creepy.
Yeah, that's where the insult
Isn't
comes
there,
in.
Is there a proper way to hold him so you don't hurt him?
That she's already apologized for.
Right.
That's the insult
right there.
This
is not about you not supporting the head or anything like that. This is about you being filthy.
Yeah. Creepy, smelly. There's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I just don't think that there are some humans that moms want their people to hold their baby.
Right.
I think Schmidl falls in that category. If I had a baby and he looked at me, he's like, can I hold your baby? I'd be like, yeah, no.
Oh, all right, here's the deal. I said yes. I said Bree's the kind of person I think she would. I mean, is she going to be comfortable with it? Hell no. But out of the kindness of her heart, I think she will.
And see, I think that if we put a tarp over you and then a sheet, she would let you hold the baby. like
Why?
Well, because sometimes you don't wash and stuff.
I take a shower every day.
You've admitted to us that you wear the same jeans without washing them for weeks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
weeks.
That's true, but you're not supposed to wash your jeans.
Well, you are your face, though. All right, look, buddy, don't take it personal. It's all just fun and games.
No, okay? But you know how you put your arms through a thing, like, you know, in the, scrubs, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If we put him in full scrubs, I think she'll let him.
All right. I want to put this to Texnado. Texnado, here's the bet, $50. I say that Bree will allow, and then we'll get Carson's input on it in just a second, but I think she will. Jamie says, not a shot in hell, and we have $50 on the line.
I
on
mean,
Texnado.
Listen, I'm a little iffy about you, BJ. If we're just going to play all honesty.
Okay, why don't you bet with Carson and she'll allow me to do it, okay?
That's great.
So am I. I got to be honest with you. So am I.
Well, if you're wearing those glasses, then definitely not.
Yeah.
And holes all over his shirt.
Yeah. All right. Text NATO at 51059. What do you think? Who's going to win this bet?
Right?
Am I going to win the bet that she will allow, or is Jimmy going to win the bet that she will not allow?
Or maybe she's like still in that, you know, new baby mode where you don't want anybody to hold your baby.
True.
You know, because there is that too. Like, don't ask to hold my baby.
Well, Carson, you know. What do you think?
I can see it going either way. I don't know. It's really a game time decision. I don't know what's going to happen because we let people hold little Debbie all the time. So
yeah, but it's family.
It's not us creeps.
I guess we really haven't had like, you know, not strangers, but not people.
Yeah,
that
we are definitely stranger danger.
Look, Carson, look through that window. Is she going to allow him?
Not with that face.
BJ and Jamie.
Back to the BJ and Jamie baby bet. And I put it to Texnado at 51059.
Yeah, it went like this. JC BJ Harris, you are ridiculous, mean, rude. BJ, you are an ass circle. BJ, shame on you. You are a horrible human. You're a meanie.
Didn't BJ have my back?
Thank you, Spadell.
Yeah, Jamie's the mean one.
Thank you, Spadell. You know what? She just changed every name on there because it doesn't say BJ. It says Jamie's the meanie.
What are you guys talking about?
She just switched it all around. You're the one that said that he won't be allowed to hold the baby because he's disgusting.
Objection, non-responsive. you know, I mean, listen, I'm not. Oh, it says you're starting to get on my last nerve, BJ. That's what it says.
Me?
You are starting to get my last nerve, no. BJ Harris. Yeah, look at that.
Look, I'm the one that supported you, Spadell, didn't I?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
no,
he didn't.
You're the one that. No, wait a minute. What about in the middle when he goes? I mean, look through that glass.
He did do that. He did do that. Yeah. There was a little bit of back and forth going on your part, BJ.
I was just trying to get Carson to make up his mind. I didn't say, look through that glass, that there's no way in hell. I never said that.
You said, look through that glass.
I said, look through the glass and make a decision. What do you think?
You know what my theory is? And actually, somebody said my theory. So what you do when you don't want people to hold your baby is you leave the baby in the car seat. So she's going to bring up the baby in a carrier, right? And you just leave the baby in the car seat because nobody will dare unbuckle that baby and pull the baby out.
No way.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely not.
So that's what you do when you're around people. You just leave that baby in the car seat.
All right. Again, the bet is this. It's Carson's wife coming in with a baby tomorrow after the show. And the bet between Jamie and I is that $50. I say that she will allow Spadell to hold the baby. And Jamie says no way in hell.
It'll stay in the carrier. I don't think any of us would be able to hold the baby. And by the way, hashtag we hate BJ.
I don't care. Right, coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show tonight, Top Gun. We'll talk about it next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Okay, Jamie White has been a fan of this and talking about it for the past, feels like a year. In the anticipation of the big Top Gun Maverick, which comes out today.
Oh, I didn't know it came out today.
It comes out today.
Oh, my God. Did you see Tom Cruise with James Corden?
Yes.
No. Oh, my God. Is that fabulous?
Unreal.
We got to share that on Facebook. So, you know how James Corden always does the sing-along with the in the cars and
carpool
all that stuff?
Carpool karaoke.
Yeah. Well, Tom Cruise pulls up in a jet, and they are flying a jet, and then they go to a more extreme jet, more of a military-type jet,
yeah.
And he goes inverted, upside down, and it's real, because all James Corden's face is just is above his head.
Yeah.
Upside down.
Who's the pilot?
Tom.
He's actually flying the plane.
He is an amazing pilot.
Uh-huh.
He's had his pilot's license for a very long time. So it's not a military jet. It's a privately owned jet. They have a lot of those rich people out at Lake Havasu. They buy these old jets and they paint them all funky and they can fly them.
So he actually flew the jet.
Yep, mm-hmm. Sure did. Yep.
Are you sure?
On the Bible, he's known for it. He does all his own flying. The last Mission Impossible, or what was it? Not Mission.
Yeah, Mission Impossible.
He flew his own, and because they were having trouble insuring him. He flew the helicopters in that movie, and the studio was trying to get insurance on him. And he's like, don't worry, I'll cover myself, whatever.
And actually, a couple of the actors that worked on Top Gun Maverick, they want to get their pilot's license just like him because he does all of his cool stuff.
Yeah, he's a great pilot.
All right, it opens up today.
What the hell?
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
And we're off.
Now, typically, when a movie comes out as big as this, they start at 12 midnight in theaters. So people line up at midnight to see the movies on an opening weekend. And this weekend, you got Memorial Day weekend. So you've got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday. So you got a four-day weekend in order to get the revenue, you know, for the movie, especially these big ones. But I think this one, I heard earlier that it's going to open up today, this afternoon or tonight.
Yep, a lot of the showtime. So the Landmark Greenwood Village right over here, 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, that would be fun to watch at 3 today.
3 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's either 3 o'clock or 3:30. Most of the theaters around town are starting.
Wow, so they're not even waiting. The other thing that I thought was interesting with the James Corden, Tom Cruise thing, again, we'll put it on Facebook. It's worth watching. It's kind of thrilling, really. But they played Danger Zone through him flying James around, and I thought, that Lady Gaga song is just not doing it, man.
Yeah, the Lady Gaga is not working out, I guess.
Well, I mean, it is. It's still a hit. But, I mean, for them not to put that with the music track that, you know, they're doing this, but they were both singing Danger Zone.
Yeah.
And it just fit.
Yeah. Is it in the movie? Do you know if it's, maybe they put it in there.
Did.
Maybe it is part of the movie.
That's a good
point. We just never, it's been promoted because.
It's already been out.
Because, well, no, they've got a deal to promote Lady Gaga. Maybe
you know
that's,
what?
You see what I'm saying? That they have a deal, the theater, that she's not going to do the theme song if you don't promote me and make it the theme song, but you could still slide the other song in there.
You know what? I bet you're right. I mean, that's hard to say.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm, you know,
can somebody take my temperature?
I am the king of common sense, you know. So.
But that would make sense because that was such a huge song and it just goes with the jets. But I will tell you who sucked my happiness away.
Who?
And that's Schmidl.
What do you mean?
Well, I was telling him yesterday how excited I am about this Maverick new movie and I can't wait and all that. And what'd you say, Schmidl, to me?
Just seems like a chick flick with jets.
What he said.
Wow.
A chick flick with jets?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He's my fun sucker.
Wow.
He is my fun sucker.
Do you realize this movie's supposed to do well over $100 million this weekend?
Well, that's because it's a chick flick.
Exactly.
With jets.
Yeah. Wow. Those just always kind of pull in a bunch of money because, you know, they're chick flicks.
Really? They showed all the military across the whole country.
Yeah.
And they all loved it.
And let me listen to this trailer again.
All a bunch of chicks. It's like a bunch of chicks and a bunch of dudes.
I'll listen to this again, and I'll see if I hear the chick flick in it, okay?
What the hell?
Yep, what the hell? That is a chick flick with jets. When they say what the hell, that's what it means.
You know.
What the hell?
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
And we're off.
Oh, man.
You know what was a bummer?
What's that?
Is that, like I said, I'm really about this James Corden video because it's so good. Have you posted it yet, Schmidl?
I don't.
I'll share it right now. I got you. I got it.
I'll just go to you from now on because he's like, it's a chick flick. Anyway, you posted that, James. Yeah. Okay. So when you watch it, the only thing that that happened to me when I watched it, I'm so bummed that Tom Cruise is a Scientologist because he's so likable in this thing that he does. I mean, he's goofy. He's not full of himself like you think he might be. He's really likable in this whole clip that lasts about 5 minutes. But then you have to remember, like, dude's weird, man. He's a Scientologist. Yeah. He's in a cult.
But you can't hold a guy's religion against him.
I can't, because that's weird. He didn't even see his kids.
True.
You know, like, that's he chose that Savage, what's his name, Michael Savage or whatever his name is, over his children and what that guy believed.
Yeah.
So that was the only bummer, because I'm like, you're a likable guy. Get out of that cult.
If you've got nothing to do this afternoon, you can see Top Gun Maverick. It starts at 3 o'clock, 3:30. A lot of theaters around town. It's going to be a huge weekend. They're saying well over $100 million. So
I saw the poster, too. Did you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it says chick flick with jets.
Tabloid trash plus weekend tickets next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
We putting up the James Corden thing with Tom Cruise, which you have to watch because it's worth it, worth your time. But I also put up there on Facebook the Foo Fighters. Have you guys ever seen the 1,000 Musicians?
Yeah, I've seen the video circulating.
So on Facebook, they get all these people together at different places, and I don't know how they organize them, but thousands of musicians play different songs. Well, this one is for the late Taylor Hawkins. He was the drummer, right, for Foo Fighters, and he passed away. Well, they all got together, 1,000 of them, and they played My Hero. Here's a little bit of that.
Amazing, isn't it?
I don't know how they coordinated. How do you coordinate?
I guess everybody just sticks to the sheet music and runs with it.
I guess so. They coordinated them. And so we put it up on Facebook. It gave me a little bit of chills. I like that one. All right. There's so much going on. Are you watching it?
The trial?
Yeah.
No, I haven't pulled it up yet. Right, I'm about to, though.
Oh, no, don't.
Well, I'll just do it over here on this side so you can't
know,
see the screen.
I know, but you have the audio on, and then I get sucked in, and then I don't pay attention to the show. Yeah. I did it again. I don't know what's wrong with me with this Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial. I had it on my phone, Court TV playing, and I took it into my car, and I drove around, did my errands with it playing like a psychopath.
You know, it's even worse than that because this trial is ruining marriages.
Oh.
It is. There are people out there that are, there's two ways that it's doing it. One is that the couple has split, Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, who's going to win this thing? Because, I mean, we're talking, you know, just nasty back and forth. And the other is that when your wife gets home from work, on her phone, all she does is watch this trial from the time she walks in the door till she goes to bed. And some people are, not at my house.
Right.
But.
Hey, I feel her. I'm just like her. I mean, I've never driven around with a television show on my phone playing.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Yeah, because I always love, you know, to have music on or whatever, Slacker and Steve, blah, blah, blah. But here's me, Court TV. That's so stupid. I was like, I'm ashamed of me. Yeah. I'm better than this.
When it makes you miss Slacker and Steve, ooh, you got a problem.
Wow. And we wonder why it's strained relationships.
I just said.
We wonder why it's a strained relationship.
How do you not hear that as a compliment?
Because you laughed afterwards.
And that high voice. And the high voice.
I laughed because Jamie just kind of froze and looked at me with a kind of a weird red face.
I'm just saying, can't we all get along?
Like a
weird red face.
Yeah, like a chemical peel type face. She looked at me.
Oh, are you going to sell me out right now? Is that what we're going to do?
Jamie got a chemical peel yesterday.
Is that what we're going to
do? You should see her face. Bumpy.
Bumpy.
Well, they got those little like red bumps on there. So
they're called blisters.
Yeah.
I like the word bumpy better.
Listen, my face looks like this because I got a chemical peel. What's your excuse?
Oh.
That's right. That's right.
Now
that's right.
We want to play that.
That's right. Okay. I was thinking of you. I went to Revive MD. It's right by the radio station. Again, it's called Revive MD. And they have all kinds of stuff that you need.
What do you mean?
They have stuff that you need.
Well, I feel like that I've gone ahead and gotten the stuff I need. Like, I got pellets.
Yeah, but they have like that. What's that? ADHD or AB?
HGH.
Yeah, they have HGH.
What is that?
That'll give you muscles.
I got muscles.
Where? In your tongue.
I just wear, baggy clothes is all. You can't tell.
They have that. Then you should go over there and get a chemical peel.
And look like that? Back and forth. You got to love it. That was a good one. That was a good one.
All right. So see how your pigment is all uneven and all jacked up?
Oh, jacked up, huh?
Yeah, yeah. See how you have like that age spot over there?
Oh, funny how this has never come up before, but today.
Your wife hasn't brought up that little brown age spot?
No, she has not.
They also call it something else worse than that, than an age spot. What do they call that? It's a brown, you get brown spots. They call them like,
I know.
Like codger spots or something.
Codger spots.
Well, you have a couple of codger spots.
Can we do tabloid trash?
And I'm just telling you that Revive MD.
Can we do tabloid trash, please?
You know what? I can take you over there today.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
You don't want to get rid of your codger spots?
No, I've got
liver spots.
Liver. That's
liver
what it
spots.
Is. Yeah, they are called liver spots. I don't know who named them like that. The liver spots.
Weird.
But see, I had one right here. Look, you can't even see it. It's gone. My codger spot is gone.
I can't see it for the blisters.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I can get those codger spots taken off just like that. See, look how pretty. Yeah. I mean, it's bumpy, but it's pretty. All right.
Can we do tabloid trash?
Yes. I did one already. That was pretty cool. All right. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
Yeah, right. Johnny Depp.
Okay. So she's really ticking me off, that Amber Heard. First of all, I don't like her. Okay. I don't like her at all. I think she lied about everything. I think that they were both toxic. I think he beat things up, but I don't think he touched her. I do think he absolutely was a thrower and hit a countertop but if you hear some of that audio, man, she taunts him. She is just the meanest, evilest human on the planet based on those audio tapes.
And not only that, you can read her body language in court. Yeah. I mean, you could just sit and watch her and see the despise that she has.
Well, yeah, and I think she lost a lot of people, too, when she was so mad about how the cross went with her that she didn't wait for the jury to exit. You know how they do all rise? You respectfully wait for the jury to leave. Mm-hmm. She got off the stand, walked out the door and didn't wait for anybody to say bye.
It's an insult to the jury.
It really is.
Because everybody knows the proceeding. You know, when the judge leaves and the jury leaves, you stand up and you wait for them to exit the court, yet she rushes out before they do.
Yeah. Somebody said, it's no fun when you two insult each other. Do it to Dylan some more.
Wow.
All right. You know, Jamie may be bumpy this morning. I may have, codger spots. Uh-huh. But at least we're not Schmidl.
Wow.
I got it in there.
Oh, my God. This feels so wrong. But yet so right. This is so awful. I'm leaving. There you go. Tell what
you're asking. Just joking. Schmidl.
Call it HR.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.